Yesterday we left off at the intersection of Haseib and Afikoman. Mishnah Tzaitas tells us that there's a Chiyav Haseiba Lel HaSeder, specifically Bishas Achila. Which Achila the Mishnah does not clarify, the Gemara does clarify somewhat. Matzah Tzrich HaSeiba, Mar Ein Tzar HaSeiba. So Matzah needs HaSeiba. But it's still a little bit ambiguous. Rishonim point out which Matzah. Which Matzah Afikoman is included or is not included. Is Afikoman needs HaSeiba or not? That was a Machlokas of Rishonim. Who said yes? Beis Yosef, quoted Machlokas, is good. Beis Yosef quoted a series of Rishonim who say yes. Beis Yosef quoted a series of Talmidim of Maram of Wurttemberg, who all said Afikoman does require a Seiba, not just Kazayis Matz at the beginning of the meal, but Afikoman as well. Which Talmid of Maram of Wurttemberg did the Beis Yosef quote? The Rosh. The Mordechai, that goes Miami, fantastic. And we saw the Beis Yosef Kedarko did not quote Tosfos. He instead quoted the later Ashkenazi Poskim. That's so Tosfos on the Amud, if you're starting from the Gemara. Tosfos here in Kavchas already says Afikoman is included. And whom does the Beis Yosef quote as disagreeing, as saying Haseiba is not required for Afikoman? The Rambam. The Rambam says no Haseiba and Afikoman, not required. And the Balei Tosfos, Tosfos with the Rosh and the others say it is required. So what's pshat? You have a Gemara that says matzah tzarich haseiba. Mechlokes Rishonim if matzah tzarich haseiba includes afikoman or not. So Eitan pointed out correctly that the most obvious logical approach is, well, it's a question whether matzah even applies to afikoman. So l'chora it's a machlokes whether what's the lumdus of afikoman. Is afikoman, clearly afikoman is physically a piece of matzah that we are eating. As we saw yesterday, if you want to be technical, afikoman means dessert. You don't eat afikoman after you eat the matzah at the end of the meal. So if you be technical, the language of Chazal, you know, we eat matzah at the end of the meal and we don't eat any afikoman after it. But the Rishon already used the word afikoman, maybe even Gemara's it, you know, to refer to the way we use it, colloquially, the piece of matzah you eat before benching is called the afikoman. That is the official dessert. No other dessert allowed afterwards. You can't have any other afikom, you can't have any other dessert after the official matzah at the end of the meal. So we would have thought that at the machlokas, whether afikom requires haseiba, is the machlokas, is afikoman, a kiyum of mitzvahs matzah, be'erev tochu matzahs, as we spoke about yesterday, two mitzvahs daraisa that we have, leila seder, we're hoping for a third, we're hoping for karm pesach. For now we have two. Sipurin Tzias Mitzrayim and Achilas Matzah, the Erev Tochel Matzahs. So the Chari you would think that if Afikomer is the chelik of the mitzvah matzah, so then matzah tzarech haseiba includes Afikomer. If Afikomer is some other mitzvah, some other din, so then it's not included matzah tzarech haseiba. That would be great. The problem was we took it to the lab and we experimented and we discovered that it was totally, totally backwards. Totally backwards. The Rambam, who says that Afikoman does not require a Seiba, he's the one who says Afikoman is a Kiyum of Matzah. You saw the Rif, and the Rif is the Rambam's great-grand Rebbe. His father was a Talmud. His father, Rabbi Leimon, was a Talmud of Rimagash, who was arguably the greatest Talmud of the Rif. The Rambam is 95% of the time aligned with the Shitas HaRif, and this is no exception. The Rif at the end of Psachim has his din, and the Rambam quotes it at the end of his Hilchos Chametz Matzah. If you only have one Kazayis Matzah Shmura, make sure to eat it for Afikoman. In other words, the main address of the Mitzvah of Matzah is Afikoman. That's the Rambam. Matzah is the main kiyum of Afikoman, is the main kiyum of Matzah. And yet, the Rambam says, no, Matzah doesn't need a Seiba. Whereas the Rosh, who is one of the primary proponents of Afikoman requiring a Seiba, in two places, tells us it does not. It's not a Kiyum of Matzah. In Siman Lamed Hey, the Rosh disagrees with this Rif and Rambam. And he says, no, he thinks they misread the Gemara. That's not what the Gemara Kuf Yitzes meant. And the Gemara spoke about the importance of saving Matzah for the end. And that was when you have Karm Pesach. The Rosh said, yeah, Karm Pesach. You have to have Matzah with Karm Pesach. But Stamazai, no, that's not the main mitzvah of matzah. And he explains earlier in the previous siman, Lama Dalet, that he thinks that Afikoman is not a kiyum of matzah, it's a zecher l'mikdash, a zecher l'karpetzah. Hello, Dover. The Rashi holds that Afikomen is not a key of matzah. He's the one who says it does require a seva. The Rambam, who says Afikomen is matzah, it's the main matzah. If you we usually have enough matzah shmura, matzah made l'shem mitzvah to go around, so we have the beginning also. But the main address is at the end. The main address of Erev Tohu Matzahs is Afikomen, according to the Rambam. And yet, the same Rambam says the main address of matzah is Afikomen, but it doesn't require a seva. That's bizarre. So clearly, the first Hesber in this machlok, and we have facts on the ground description, we have a machlok as Harishonim whether Afikomen requires a seva or not. We now want explanation. Tzarech bir, Tzarech bir, what's the Yisod machlokas? So beer number one was they're arguing over the nature of Afikomen, and we rejected that. There is a machlokas, but that's not what's driving this. So what's Takib Shah? And which of the Rishonim is more difficult? Probably the Rambam, who says Afikomen is the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah, and yet it doesn't require a Seba. Wow, how does that fit? The Rush says Afikomen is not the main Mitzvah, but it still has a Seba. Okay, I wouldn't have guessed that, but okay. Afikomen also requires a seva. Fine. It is a piece of matzah. Okay. The Rambam. The main mitzvah matzah, Afikomen, it doesn't require a seva. Hello, Davarum. Very, very surprising. So we left off yesterday. We'll take questions a couple minutes. We left off yesterday, and here's where we jump forward. We said, well, where else should we go? What could be a possible second Hezber? Well, it's worth methodologically recognizing. It's something you may want to be self-aware of. You have, as often as the case, we're trying to figure out facts on the grounds of the machlokas is about Haseb and Afikomen. So it's worth recognizing that that's at the, as I said when we got started, at the intersection of Haseb and Afikomen. Those are the two issues that are colliding with the machlokas. So probably the Hezber of the machlokas lies in one or the other. First we thought maybe the Hezber of the machlokas lies in the nature of Afikomen. That doesn't work. Maybe it lies in the nature of Hesed. So let's try that. So what is it? What is there to say about Haseba in general? So take a look at Tosis. We spent time on the first Tosis on the Sugya Ma'ida, where at the end, in the middle, he had spoken about the two opposing aspects of matzah, Zeichel Aftis and Zeichel Harris. At the end of Dimas Lamai, Tosas had told us in no uncertain terms that you do require a seva on the Afikam. Take a look at the next Tosas, Kuluhu. That's at the end of this chunk of the Gemara. The Gemara comes to Maskana that all the four Tosas need a seva misafik, because we're not sure whether Chazal Masach and Seba, the first two, the last two of Nachman gave a shiur, we weren't sure exactly. The later Amaran weren't sure in which shiur he had said yes, which shiur he said no. The Lamaisa, where Mesev and Tosa said, the Amaran said, Kul Nami Tzvich HaSeba, they all require HaSeba. And Tosa explains, Yemaskol Kulu, Kol Dal Tocha Tzvich HaSeba V'Shas Shtiyah. So Lamaisa, all four Tosas require a Seba while you're drinking them. The Tzarech Iyah, Tosas says they're not sure. This is not Tzarech Iyah as in Akasha, Tzarech Iyah as in a Shaila. We need to think more, Tosas says. Mishachach v'lo heisev im yachzor v'yishne. Let's say you drank without a Seba. You're supposed to be Mesev all four Tosas. Let's say you forgot. It happens. So excited, so distracted, a lot going on at the Seder. And they drank a Tosas. They realized, oh, I totally forgot about a seva. Often it will happen this coming Wednesday night, the first of the eight kosos that we're going to drink in Chutz La'aretz. Mamash, the first kos, the first night, we're not yet in the zone, and making kiddush, and sort of like kiddush, I really like kiddush, and you drink. And then you realize, oops, totally forgot about a seva. What now? Will you yotzei arba kosos? It wasn't ideal. Yotzei arba kosos? Or you have to re-drink. It's haseba ma'akev. What does Tosas say? Question mark. Unlike Afikomen, Tosas left this as an open question. Interesting, Shaila. We're not sure. Is a seva ma'akiv? You're supposed to do a seva for matzah. You're supposed to do a seva for dogos. Unless you didn't. Again, we don't mean anything wanted or willful. Maybe. Rachmana Litzlan, or stop, you forgot, you're distracted. And then you realize afterwards, oh, so I have a shayla, I want to do the right thing. Do I re-eat my matzah? Do I re-drink my kosos? The kosos is just mentioned about the kosos, and kosos leads to open question. Look in the Rush, though. The Rush addresses this question and gives a definite psak. Anyone saw? What does the Rush say? What's the Rush's psak? Does it say, Bahakev? You do have to go back. You do have to go back. Where is this? Simen Chaf. Simen Chaf. Back in the Rush on our Gemara. Lamadad Lamed Hey, that relates to Dav Kuf Yitez. But here's Simen Chaf earlier, relates to our Amud, Kuf Ches Simen Aleph. Right after he says, Kazai is Rishon, Kazai Shalati Koman, calling that first toast, as he moves on to the second toast. The answer is, says the Rosh, you're not Yotzeh. You got to re-eat your matzah, you got to re-drink your kosos. Why? Why? He says, well, let's take a peek at a Gemara at the bottom of the Amud. Remember I told you, the Gemara begins the Seba discussion with... with the question of what? What foods? Which foods require? Matzah, yes, mar or no. Yain is a discussion. Then the Gemara moves on to how. Left side, right side, on your back, on your front, so on and so forth. And then the Gemara moves into the discussion of who. Who does Haseba? And who does not do Haseba? It's a good opportunity. We're going to, the Rush turns us to the last of the characters, the last of the figures that the Gemara addresses. We'll get there in a moment. The Rush takes us to the discussion about the Shamas, about the waiter. Does a waiter do Haseba or not? But it's Kedai Me'enyana Dioma. You'll help your friends by starting a couple of lines earlier. Before the Gemara discusses the waiter, the Gemara discusses Rebbeim and Talmidim. Take a look. And there's an important practically, so that you could be, you have a friend who knows a guy that Chazar will be helpful for towards the end of 12th grade. Ibai Elohu Talmid Etzal Rabo Mai. Here we are, like six lines up in the narrow lines above Kuf Ches Amud Alef. A Talmud is having Seder with his Rebbe. Talmud is having Seder with his Rebbe. So does he do Haseba or not? So the Gemara says, interesting bit of history, Abaye was a fourth generation Amora, most ways of counting. He was a generation after Rabba and Rav Yosef. And he was a Talmud of both of them. If I remember correctly, Rabba was Rosh Hashiva. That's a whole story elsewhere. Rabba was Rosh Hashiva, then Rav Yosef took over afterwards. So the Gemara said, Abaye was also, now as a Talmud, Abaye was raised. Abaye was bereft of parents. And he was raised by Rabba. Right, that's what the Rashi later in Gittin says, that that's why he was called Abaye. Abaye isn't his name, Abaye is a nickname. Abaye is Abala, Tatala. Why was he called Tatala? The answer is because his real name was Nachmeni, and Rabba, his Rebbe and adoptive father, his full name was Rabba Bar Nachmeni. So Rabba didn't want to call this boy Nachmeni by his own father's name, so he called him Tatala. That actually part of an, that Rashi Gittin is part of an important discussion in Siman Reish Mem in Yeridah, the Halachas of Kippur Aveim. You're not allowed to call your father or mother by his or her first name. The question is, how about calling someone else? Someone else happens to have the same name as my parents. So is that a problem? Is that not a problem? So some Rishonim think that at least when the name is a rarer name, as Shane Pelly, the Rambam says, so then it is a concern. I'm not talking to my father. I'm not talking to my father. I'm not talking about my father. But if my father's name is Yekusiel, that's a relatively rare name. So if I have a friend named Yekusiel, so I wouldn't call him Yekusiel. I'm calling by another name, or I would call him Tafla. That was the old Yiddish minhag also, I think, in certain parts of Europe, that you know, if you name a child for a parent, for a grandparent, for an uncle, they would call the my Shana Mama's Tata. My Shana Tata. They refer to the child, I don't know if it's because of this, or that was just a term of endearment, but that is, but that's a real din that some of the poets can quote from Rashi about Abaye. It's because Abaye, again, coming back, Abaye was both an adopted son and a Talmud of Rabba. So Abaye tells us here, Ki havinan beimar, when we were by the Rebbe, by Rabba, zaginan abirki da'adadi, we would lean on each other's knees. Sounds like we saw this yesterday. Sounds like they were either sitting in a circle or sitting in a line. All the Talmidim were together, and each one was leaning on the knees of the one to the left. Okay, you have to be meisiv on something, some surface. Ideally, it's lovely. It's certainly mehudar if you have a beautiful chaise longue or some type of couch, or at least you have a padded chair with arms. You have a nice pillow, a decorated pillow. But strictly speaking, you would say hesed, even if you're just gonna lean on the table, or lean on the chair next to you. You have to lean on something. Sure. That's what Abaye says. We were by the Rebbe, we were by Rabba, we were all to that same. Ki asinu de Rav Yosef, when we came to Rav Yosef, when he took over as Rosh Hashiva, we were having Seder by Rav Yosef, they stayed in Yeshiva for Pesach. So you have about Ben Azman, they stayed in Yeshiva for Pesach. And that's what they did in Baranovich. It also was a matter of cost. It was too expensive to take a wagon, horse and buggy back and forth for Yantif. So you came to Yeshiva, you stayed there for a couple of years, and then you left. So they stayed. Shechter is fond of noting that maybe it's in Velazhna Yerushalayim, or one of the histories, Velazhna Talmud, who writes about his memories of having one Seder at the Beis HaLevi, one Seder at the Mitzvah, the two Korashi Yeshiva of Velazhna. Both were beautiful, but very, very, very different personal styles. And they had very different styles of the writing and Seder. Akitzis, Abaye says, well, he had Seder by Rabbi, he had Seder by Rabbi Yosef. And one of the differences Abaye experienced was Heseva. When he was by Rabbi, they all did Heseva. Nothing fancy, but they all did Heseva on each other's knees. And it comes to Rabbi Yosef. Yosef said, no, Lo Tzrich Yisu, you should not be doing Heseva. Mora Rabcha Kemora Shamayim. She has so much more for the Rebbe that it's inappropriate, maybe even unnatural, to just sort of splay out there as a lie there. Yeah, you're going to sit and eat in front of your Rebbe, but you're not going to lie there, be massive. It's a priest's cover. So Rabbi Yosef said, Talmid Sarawa does not need a seat. The Gemara asks the Shaila, I have a Bryce of Mesave, second to last narrow lung of Chesed Rab. In my call of the Mesave, Talmid Sarawa. The Bryce says there is a Chiva Seba, even Talmid Sarawa. So how could Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yosef is against the Bryce. So listen to the guy after the diet, the Gemara's answer. Kitanya hahi b'shulya denagri. The Gemara says, no, that Bryce is talking about a different case. Talmud Yitzhak Rabba on that Bryce said there was a havamina that a Talmud shouldn't be mason, but the maskar of the Bryce says he does. That's not talking about the Rebbe who teaches him Torah. That's talking about the Rebbe who teaches him Mada. Shulya denagri is the apprentice to the carpenter. So you have a young man who's apprenticing to a master carpenter. Torah Derecherets, Torah Mal, to everyone. I'm not going to get into involved in the details there, but someone who's teaching him a Shara Chachmas. I would have had a Havamina that you have to have such covet for someone who's teaching you some other Chachma, not Talmud Torah, that I can't even do a Seva. Come on, Shmolan, no, you don't have to have that much covet. The implication, though, is clear that a Jew is Mechir to show abundant covet Abrius towards every other human being, and sounds like there's a particular expectation of kavod for a teacher who's teaching you any discipline, not as much as for a Rebbe who teaches you the Torah, but there is an expectation of even more kavod abrius than I show anyone else, or that I show certainly someone who's older than I, after even more of an expectation of kavod vis-a-vis someone who teaches me any type of chachma, someone who's teaching me carpentry or any other discipline, academic or practical or otherwise. I would have even had a havamina that tri of kavod is so much that it doesn't allow me to do a seva. No. Talmud Eitz al Rabbo, B'Shar Chachmas, there is a chiyah hasei. The Gemara then goes on to say, by a little. First wide line. Shabbos Mai, how about the waiter? You have a Jew, you have a Seder. A group of Jews are having Seder together, and there's a Jew who's working as a waiter. But obviously, Leila Seder, he's having Seder too. He's also trying to make sure he drinks apricots and eats matzah and says Sipras Yis Mitzrayim and so forth, while he's also up and down managing the kitchen and bringing out the food. So hopefully, if he's able to plan in advance, he's free, he took care of whatever he can take care of at Pesach afternoon. So he's relatively free over the course of Maggid. Make sure there's enough wine on the table. Okay, he's relatively free. I'll make sure the carpus comes out. very relative to Korsa Magid, but then once Rachza, Motzi, Matza, Morakor, Shulchan Aruch comes, he's going to be very busy. So how is it going to work with the Seba? Does he do a Seba? Does he not do a Seba? Is he even Mechuyiv in a Seba? It's not a formal Chi of Kavod, but he is, practically speaking, in a somewhat subservient... he's working for the other people. So is a Seba... One question, the feasibility of it, but the other question is, even Mechuyiv? Maybe if you're working as a waiter, it doesn't make sense to ask them to do a Seba. So what's talking about? That was the Shaila in the Beis HaMedrash. Ibai Elohu. And the Rush says, you got to read this Gemara slowly and carefully. The next two lines of the Gemara will help us solve our Tosis and Shaila. What will Tosis and Shaila? What Tosis and practical Shaila? If you forget, it says Seba Mak. So what's the Gemara say? Toshima. First one line, Tashema the Rishu ben Levi, Shamishach, Gazai's Master, Kishu Mesiv Yatza. If Rishu ben Levi, one of the very, very early Amoraim, almost on the border of Tanam and Amoraim, waiter ate a Gazai's Master, Beseba Yatza. So what does that mean? Mesiv in, Lo Mesiv Lo. So the Gemara says, well, he was Yotze if he had Gazai's Master, Beseba. But obviously, the implication is if he ate his k'sais matzah shelo be'aseba, lo yatza. So the Gemara says, Shema mina the what? We'll get there in a moment. The Gemara's point is Shema mina that waiter is mechuyiv be'aseba. That was our shayla. Is the waiter mechuyiv be'aseba? Clearly yes, because the Braisa says you have a waiter, or Rishuva Levi says, anyone call that Braisa or Memra? Rishuva Levi told us, you have a waiter, he's Yotze if he excise matzah b'seba. Okay, so it sounds like if he didn't have excise matzah b'seba, he wasn't Yotze. Number one, the Gemara says that means there's something that he needs to be Yotze. He has a chiyuv to discharge, even though he's a waiter. Even though he's a waiter. So you see the Gemara says, Shema mina, that boy has seba. That a waiter needs a seba. The Gemara says, yeah, Shema mina. The Rush, now turning back to the Rush says, and Shema mina, another point also, which the Gemara obviously was taken for granted. Shema mina, that it's what the Gemara said. Mesevin, lo mesev lo. He was Yotze if it was Be'aseba. But if he wasn't Be'aseba, he wasn't Yotze. So says the Rush, take a look inside. Says the Rush, Simen Chav, Imacha b'lo aseba lo yatza. Six lines from the bottom of this print. If you ate without a seba, not yotze, why? Kedamar Rav Shimon and Levi. The Gemara we just looked at. Shama shachol kazayis matzah kishu meisiv yotze. Mashma meisiv in lo meisiv lo. Which in fact is what the Gemara says. But in other words, stressing that you were in yotze, as the carbon itself says, even b'dieven. You were in yotze. Not just it wasn't ideal. You were in yotze was the Gemara's lasha. Not just you missed your mitzvah of Eseba. You were in yotze. Makish. The Rosh said, look, it couldn't be clearer than that. And then in case you can get the point, the Rosh reiterates, Eseba, yachzar v'yochal v'eseba. You ate your matzah without Eseba. Even if you're a waiter, and certainly if you're not a waiter, you better re-eat your matzah. And then you go down and say, same is true for Kos Rishon, Kos Sheni. So it gets involved in the detail I don't want to focus on right now, about you're not supposed to be most of alakosos, so it may not be so posh if you messed up towards the end of the Seder, maybe you don't always re-drink the kosos. Okay, that's interesting complexity. But Hanogelin Yanenu is a Rush says yes. Tosas raised the question, is it Seba Ma'akev? And the Rush says it is. It's a Beferish Gemara. The Briskerov points out that the Rambam seems to disagree on two or three levels with this Rush. Let's take a look at the Rambam. The first thing is what the Rambam didn't say. The Rambam has two halachas. Perek Chametz Matzah, Perek Zayin seems to have two halachas about Hilchas Haseba. Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches. As you see, I gave you just the beginnings of some of the other halachas. Tess and Yudah about Arbakosos, Yudah is about Charosas, Yudbez is about Mar. Zion he says, Yeah, it's Sarach Lachavalishus, who makes it there, Cherus. Every Jew has to eat Be'aseiba, according to the Mishnah, and Kol Echad Be'anashim Be'anashim Chayav Lishus B'Layla Zeh Arba Koshes Shal Yad. Okay. Filon Shib HaMisparz Me'atzdach Aliv Chasul Lomi Arba Koshes. Halacha Zayin is laying out the two Dinim Drabana that appear in our Mishnah, Haseiba and Arba Koshes. And now, of the course, Halacha Ches, he gets into the details of Haseiba. So he starts, Afilon Shib Yisrael, Halacha Ches, even the poorest Jew shouldn't eat until he does a seiba, the language of our Mishnah. Then he goes on to quote the Gemara to discuss whether a woman requires a seiba. He quotes that. Some yes, no, maybe. The Gemara discusses how about Bene Tzalavim, Shamash Bifnei Rabbi. We didn't see that part of the Gemara where it says a son it does do a seiba in his father's presence, and the waiter does do a seiba in the presence of people who hired him. The Rebbe with the Talmud does not do a seiba unless the Rebbe gives rishos. Then he goes on to say that he inverts the order of the Gemara. The Rambam begins with the question of who does a seiba, who does not, and then he moves to the question of how. A seiba on the right, a seiba on your back, on your face, no. And then finally, he ends the way the Gemara began. Imasa Tzrichen Haseba, or as the Nikudas here have it, Hasiba. Imasa Tzrichen, pronounce it as well, Haseba. Bishas Achilas Kazayitz Matzo, Vishtias Arba Kozeil. When you eat the Kazayitz Matzo, when you drink the four Kozos, this is the line that the Rambam Bezos recorded. He doesn't mention Afikomen. Ushav Achilaso, Vishtiaso, Imhaserez, and Vishubav, and Lave Notzav. Everything else, the rest of what you eat and drink over the course of the evening, not mechuyev, but if you want to, hareizem meshulach. So Briskov says there are two really odd things about the end of that halacha. It's what he did say, and it's what he did not say. And then the third thing is, as often the case around about, where he said it. What did he say? What did he not say? And where did he say all this? So what he did say, which is strange, Rambam is always quoting Chazal. He's always quoting a Gemara, Tosefta, Yerushalmi. What line did you see at the end of Halacha Ches that we have not yet seen a source for? Harayt Meshuvah. Sharek Yosef Shtiyasa. This idea, which Rambam quotes in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not mechuyev to be meisiv for the chicken and the soup and the seltzer of a course of Shulchan Aruch. But if you want to, harayz a meshuvah. Again, doing a seber for soup is that sort of a more advanced maneuver to do a seber for soup without spilling. Okay, but you can have a kugel, you can have a boiled chicken or boiled beef, whatever you're having, let us say it. So the Ramah quotes this Rambam that you're not mechuyev to, but there's value in doing a seber for as much of the eating and drinking of the evening as you can. Which sounds like a very beautiful idea, but where did the Rambam get it from? Vushnate. Where does it say? Maybe some mockery we don't know of. Briskov says, no. He actually got it from Kufkas Merav. Really? You didn't see that. He says, no, you just saw it. Yeah. Interesting. So that's number one we say in the Rambam is what he did say. Surprise number one. Where did this come from? That Shara Chilasso Shtiyoso to do a Sefer for Shulchan Aruch HaRez and Meshuvah. Number one, that. Number two, what's missing, the Hashmata, what he doesn't say is what the Rosh pointed out. Yeah, he never said anything about Haseba Ma'akiv. He said, you have to Haseba for Matzah Arba Koshes. And what happened if you didn't? The Rosh pointed out the Gemara basically said it. Lo Mesev Lo, Beferish the Gemara. If you weren't Mesev, you weren't Yotzei Matzah. So why didn't the Rambam quote that? So he did quote this din of ideally you should Mesev for other food also. We're not sure where that came from. He did not quote the din that Haseba is Ma'akiv and Matzah. We're not sure why he did not quote that. Then the Briskov points out, again, I'm reorganizing Briskov a little bit, but essentially what Briskov says, where did the Rambam say this? What parak did the Rambam tell me to deal with Haseba? Which parak? Parak Zayin. What's parak Zayin about? CPT is Mitzrayim. What's parak Vav about? As we noticed yesterday, and you see, Parak Vav is about the mitzvah matzah. I said yesterday, the first five parakim of chametz matzah are about the dinim of chametz. Not owning chametz, not eating chametz, destroying chametz. The first five parakim are dinim chametz. The sixth parak, parak vav, is about the mitzvah of eating matzah. The seventh parak is about the mitzvah of sipur yetzias mitzrayim. You do haseiba on matzah in arvatosis. So why didn't he put the din of haseiba in parak vav together with the other din in matzah? So three things are strange in this Rambam. He did mention a din that we don't know where he got from. L'chatchila, ideally, actually, not l'chatchila, but mitzvah, and I've been mitzvah mubchar, certainly a hider mitzvah, shall we say. There's a kiyum. There's a kiyum of Haseba even in Shulchan Aruch. Where do you get that from? He left out Haseba's makah, the matzah. Why did he leave that? And number three, position. And those last two questions, the question of why he left out, the question of where he put things, are particularly relevant when you learn Rambam. Because the Rambam is trying to do such a careful job of quoting everything, quoting all the maskanas of Chazal, and he's very intent on reorganizing things and putting everything where it belongs topically. So where he puts something in Rambam, location is king. Location, location, location. As the Brisker Rav Beir makes that point in the very first piece in the Sefer Rambam. You can make the yukim from which parak Rambam chose to tell me a din will tell me what type of din. You know, this detail, the fact you put it in parak dali, put it in parak vav, put it in parak hey, tells me, oh, is this detail part of which halach? So look at this, a trio of kashas. A trio of kashas. And Biskarov says, all the kashas answer one another. All the kashas answer one another. First, let's start with the first two kashas. So on the one hand, the Rambam did quote a din, we know where he got it from. On the other hand, he did not quote a din, the Gemara had. So the obvious solution is, no. The din that we're not sure where it came from that Gemara. Because now the Brisker Rav says, go back to that Gemara, bottom of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph, the Shamus, the waiter, right? Ibayilu Shamus, my, is a waiter chayv in Haseba or not? Toshma, the Amr Rishu Levi said, Hashamus Ochel Kazayas Masa Kishu Mesiv, Yotza. If the waiter managed to eat a Kazayas Masa of Haseba, it was Yotze. Okay, if he didn't even have a kazayis matzav haseba, he wasn't yotze. You do see from there, certainly as the Gemara points out, that a waiter does have a chiyav haseba, despite his somewhat subservient social position. But what else do you see? So the Rosh had said, well, what do you mean yotze? As opposed to not being yotze, what? Matzah. That's what the Rosh had said. But Biskrov says, the Rambam said, Yatza what? Yatza Haseba. Oh, that's interesting. And then what does this Braisa mean? What the Braisa means is, if you're sitting at the table the whole time, so you could do Haseba for plenty of food. But Nebuch, the waiter, he's jumping up and down, Bekoshi fitting food in his mouth at all while he's running back and forth. It's going to be very hard for him to be Mesa for the whole meal. So, okay, he should at least do a saber for matzah. Hashamish, again, language of the Gemara, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Hashamish al kazayis matzah kishumesav yotzah. If he ate at least a kazayis matzah, but a saber is already yotze haseba. Implication being, of course, you can eat more than a kazayis matzah. Tavo lecha bracha. If you can mesav for more food, zavadagut. Mesav for the whole food, that'd be fantastic. But even if you're a waiter and maybe mesav for more, it's very difficult. You got to at least have the bare minimum. What's the bare minimum shear of a seba? Kazayis matzah. So now Briskrov says, the first two kashas fit like a glove. The two puzzle pieces fit together perfectly. The Rambam didn't leave out the Rosh's din. He read the Gemara as saying the din that he said. Because the Rambam understood Haseba is not a detail of Hilchas Matzah. Haseba is its own separate mitzvah drabana. And the shear of it, the minimum shear of Haseba is, what's the language of the Gemara? What's the two-word language of the Gemara? What's the minimum shear of Haseba? Kazayis matzah. Where the Rama, by the way, use that language? They tell the Rama's mamish tries as much as possible to quote Chazal. Even the detail, even the sneezes. The Rama used that language in the previous line. He said, Kazayis matzah. Where do you get the word kazayis from? The Gemara up top had said, matzah tzarech haseba. Why did Rambam say kazayis matzah? Because he's quoting Shulchan Levi. matzah, and specifically the first kezayis. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. Now, the Brisker also pointed out the Rambam's positioning is intriguing. The Rush sees matzah as a detail. The Rush sees haseba as a detail of matzah. You yotzei the matzah if you ate beseba. You were yotzei. If you didn't do it, ate the matzah shalom beseba. You weren't yotzei the matzah. If the Rush were to be writing the Mishnah Torah, he would have put a seba in parak off. The Rambam put a seba in parak zayin. There's more to the positioning, because I elided when I was reading the Hilchas Halacha Zayin before. I conveniently skipped. You may have noticed the first word. I said, "Oh, kishasoi adam blayin lazeh the din of haseba the din of abrakos." What's the first word of Halacha Zayin? Lefikach. That when you see lefikach in the Rambam, our Rebbeim have trained us. There's like a they're like red flags. It's flashing. They're flashing lights. Lefikach therefore means that he's explaining that this halacha is because of the previous halacha. What was the previous halacha? Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim. Haseba is because Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim. Arbakos because Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim. What does that mean? I thought Haseba Arbakos Rabbana. So let's go back to halacha Vav. Yeah. Cheres. Oh, very good. The Chol Dar V'Dar. My parak parak Zayin begins with the mitzvah Sibrit Yis Mitzrayim, as we saw halacha Aleph. Mitzvah Sei Shol Torah L'Sapin Nisim and Flows. Nassal was saying Mitzrayim. I mean, Berman had mentioned the other day in Gluck Beis Medrash. The Rambam here in his there's a lot to say, not for now. The Rambam in defining, giving a thumbnail portrait of the mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, his focus is on Nisim and the Flows. A lot, much ink has been spilled productively in thinking about that. It's specifically about the story. It's specifically about the Nisim. Okay. And over the course of Halachas Beis, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, he goes through all the different aspects of Sipat Yisrael. Maybe we'll talk about it some more, Beli Neder on Sunday, about the questions and answers, and about the flow of how you tell the story, Rabbi Gamliel. And he sees at the end of Halacha Hey, he says, Udvarim Ha'elu Kulon, Hein HaNikraim HaGadah. HaGadah means be Mekayim Sipat Yisrael with all the details that he had laid out over the course of the first five halachas of Perek Zayin. And now we come to halacha Vav. B'chol dar v'dar. Sounds familiar. Chayav Adam, what's the extra letter? Laharos es atzma. The Rambam doesn't say liros es atzma, to see yourself, to imagine that you're going free. He says laharos is to show, right? To show yourself. You have a mitzvah to portray, to act as though ki ilu be'atma yotza atam yishibud Mitzrayim. Shenem ar, according to the same Mishnah that we quote in the Agada. Same Mishnah from later in another plug for spending time over the course of the next couple of weeks. Learning the Leil HaSeder Sugis. This too is a Mishnah on Kuf Tezayin that you will get to if you work on Avei Pesachim. Adavar datziv batar v'zachar tegev el ha'yisa kaloma ki ilu atza be'atzmacha ha'yisa evev yatzas l'cher d'vinev desa. So re-experiencing. But unlike our gears, which is Chayav Adam Liras HaTzma, the CPT Mitzrayim has a mental, emotional piece. You have to not only verbally tell the story, but feel it relating to me. The Rambam says it's a physical piece. CPT Mitzrayim, the Rambam says, is not only to say the story, but to act it out. Okay, interesting. Laharos HaTzma. And then Rambam goes on to say, Halacha Zayin, Lefikach, and therefore, since every mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, a mitzvah Daraisa, one of the Tarek mitzvah Torah, mitzvah Daraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, coming up in less than a week. So therefore, you're mechuyev to do Haseba and Abrakosis. Therefore, bizarre. I understand, I thought Haseba, is Rambam saying that Haseba is Daraisa? Abrakosis are Daraisa? What does that mean? Haseba's Rabban, Abakos Rabban. What's going on? So what the Rav Mukhar is saying is an important structure you'll find from time to time. It's not the Rambam's Chiddush, but the Rambam will often highlight it. A lot of times you'll have most Din Rabbanon are new Din Rabbanon. But every once in a while you have a Din Rabbanon where Chazal are telling you, here's how you have to fulfill the Rabbanon, you have to fulfill the Mitzvah Daraisa in the following way. For example, the Mitzvah Daraisa, Achal Tavasot Tavirah. Tavetch. You ate a full meal, you're full. How do you bench?
Well, Midrabanan is a very specific text. The first three brachos of benching are the way we're Makayim Birkas Hamazon. But that text is not a din daraisa. Min haTorah, I could say, make up my own text. And be Makayim, I have certain themes I have to mention. I have to mention food, I have to mention Eretz Yisrael, so on and so forth. Okay. But min haTorah, I could make it. There are 1,001 ways that I could say something that would fulfill my daraisa obligation of the chalta v'savata v'achta. Came along the chachamim, and the Gemara Brachas gives a history of when various parts of benching were written. Again, the chachamim say, we're instituting specific language you need to use. Hazaras olam kula b'tuva b'chein b'ches rachem. No delacha, rachem. Specific language you have to use. The chiyuv to say those specific words, as opposed to other words, is drabanan. But when you say the brachas of benching, you're not just being mekayim and mitzvah drabanan. You're being mekayim and mitzvah daraisa. There are a thousand different ways that you mekayim and mitzvah. Chazal mandated you got to do it this way. Or let's say the Rambam holds that tefillah every day is a din daraisa. Other Rishonim disagree. The Rambam says that daven every day is daraisa. Once a day, every day is daraisa. The Rambam says 3 times a day that's drabanan. Particular zmanic tefillah is drabanan. And he says the particular nusach that we use. How, what do we say every day to Mekai and Mitzvah Yisrael Tzilo? Which part of the Seder? Shemasser. But I'm not Mekhoi Menach Tovar to say Shemasser, right? I could say some other Tzilo. I could make up my own Tzilo. I could find Prakim and Tillim. And I would fulfill my Din Chiyo Dera Yisrael Tzilo with some other Nusach. Came along the Chachamim 1,000 years after Mount Torah, in the days of Ezra. And they said, we're standardizing how you're going to do Tzilo. So you can be mispahal as much as you want, but at the very least, you got to say Shemona Esrei. And when you say Shemona Esrei, you're Mekayim in the midst of Daraisa of Tefillah. But the Chiv to specifically say Shemona Esrei is not Daraisa. And the Talmud said something else. So once again, you have a Drabanan where Chazal mandated, of all the ways I can Mekayim in the Daraisa, we require that you do it specifically this way. So the Chiv to specifically say Shemona Esrei is Drabanan. When you say Shemona Esrei, you're Mekayim in the midst of Daraisa of Tefillah. The chiyuv to specifically say what it says in the bench or that particular nusach is drabanan. But when you say those brachas, you're not just mekayim a drabanan, you're being it's the rabbinically mandated way to be mekayim the mitzvah daraisa of the chalta v'savata or v'erachta. And so too over here, why what has say by arbakosas? Ram saying they're daraisa, sort of. They're daraisa luchar the same way Shemar Esrei is daraisa for the Rambam, meaning. The Rambam said that there is that there's a mitzvah daraisa of CPT Yisus Raim, all the Rishon, Machokas in the Gemara. There is a mitzvah daraisa of CPT Yisus Raim, Machal Deis. Most Amoram and we Paskin that applies Bizman as well, even in the absence of Karim Pesach. The Rambam had a Chiddush that the mitzvah daraisa of CPT Yisus Raim is not only verbal, not only what you say, it's also what you do. You have to act out the story. If you like Shprach, depending on what language of Shprach you like, you can either say that CPT Yisus Raim has not only a verbal aspect, but a kinesthetic aspect as well. Or you can say that it's not only a Chovas Di Amira, but it's also Chovas Maisa. It's not only a Chovas Eivar. I have to act out the story of CPT Yisus Raim. Multimodal education. So how do you do that? So some of you may know, I think the Moroccan community, the Moroccan Kila, I think they get very elaborate. They dress up, they put things, they walk around the table with the matzah over their backs. But Kamamish Kila, you're leaving Mitzrayim. Other Kilas have other particular things you have to have. There are particular families, particular parents running Siddurim who have their own, and not a minig in the formal sense, but their own ways of being Mekayim. They'll dress up like... one of my colleagues here in our yeshiva has a power costume for the first night Seder and a Moshe Rabbeinu costume for the Seder in the second night. Those are all, none of those are halachically mandated that you do specifically that. But all of those are kiyumim of the mitzvah daraisa of CPT is Mitzrayim. The Rambam's aspect of chayv ad laharos as atzma. How do I make Kaim Lahara says Atzmo? Minat Torah, pick what you want to do. You want to make a pretend Yamsuf, and we're going to walk through it. You want to wrap your matzah in a napkin and put it over your shoulder, Keila will leave Mitzrayim. Whatever it is, you got to figure Minat Torah, you're Mechuyit, figure out some way to act out a part of the story, to demonstrate
that we went free tonight. Minat Torah, a thousand ways to do that. Midrabanan Chazal said, at the very least, you're mechuyev to show your cheres with hesev and arba kosos. And that's the word lefikach. Rambam says, is a chiyev deraisa of CPC Yisrael, which according to Rambam is not only a verbal mitzvah, but a chovas ma'isa as well. You have to act out Yisrael's mitzvah, you have to act out your cheres. And Minat Torah, just like Minat Torah, I could bench it in a thousand different ways. Minat Torah, I could be maras atzmo in a thousand different ways. Chazal required, at the very least, you're going to be fulfilled the haras atzmo using these two things, Haseba and Arba Kosos. Oh. Now, things fall into place incredibly smoothly. Number one, we understand why Haseba is in Perek Zion. Haseba is a part of the mitzvah of CPT as it's right. The chiyuv specifically to do Haseba is Drabanan, but when you do Haseba, you'll be Mekayim, Akim Dereis of Sipur, Yitzias, Mitzrayim. Not the verbal aspect, but the kinesthetic aspect. The Chol HaSeivar of Sipur, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, you're Mekayim, the Chol HaSmaisa, I should say. The Chol HaSmaisa, as opposed to the Chol HaSamira, the Chol HaSmaisa, you're Mekayim when you do Haseba. You drink Arbakosis. You drink four toasts to Ribosol. You have a chance next week to explore the Sugi of Arbakosis. We'll see this is consistent the way a different Briskirav, the same man, in a different piece, understands the some of the things that the Rambam says in the next halacha, the next couple halachas about Arba Kosos. Haseb and Arba Kosos are drabanan mandated ways of getting the be mekayin the doraisa of laharos asatma. That aspect of CPT is right. So the lefikach is beautiful. Not only is the lefikach beautiful, but now we understand that while the Rosh saw Haseba as an aspect of matzah, an aspect of arba kosos, the Rosh saw Haseba as a detail in particular mitzvahs halayla. The Rambam said, no, Haseba is not an aspect of matzah, it's not in Perek Vav, Haseba is an independent kiyum. What's the kiyum? To act free, to act dignified, to act elegantly, to act like an aristocrat. How are you going to do that? We could have thought of a lot of ways. It could have said you have to come to the Seder in a tuxedo, or in a toga, whatever it is. So Chazal didn't require particular clothing. Chazal did require particular posture and a particular drink. So you drink four toasts, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're going to eat in an elegant, aristocratic fashion. You're going to eat Be'seba, and that's going to be your way of showing that Cheret, that's going to be the active aspect, the Maisa aspect of CPT is the shrine. Oh. Now, you understand also, not only that the overall positioning that the Haseba appears in Perek Zayin, the Sipur Tzias Yisrayim Perek, and not Perek Vav, the Matzah Perek, we also understand that the Rambam downgraded and downplayed Matzah and Arba Kosos in the conflict in Haseba. The Gemara led with it, but the Rambam put it almost at the very end. Isn't that the whole point? You have to eat your Matzah by Haseba. No. For the Rambam, it's not about Matzah. You have to eat by Haseba. You notice, going back to Halacha Zayin, when he first gave us the thumbnail portraits, the basic definition of Haseb and Arba Kosos, what did he say? Sarach lecho velishtos u'meisiv derecheres. You have to eat and drink beHaseba in a free fashion. That's all he said. He didn't say anything about matzah. He didn't say anything about Arba Kosos. You have to eat beHaseba, drink beHaseba. By the way, does that sound familiar from somewhere? Which line Chazal Ram get that from? Eat beHaseba. Right, exactly. The language of the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah just said, "Well, you have to eat Be'seba." So Rambam said, exactly. The basic chiv isn't eating matzah Be'seba, it's eating Be'seba. It's being mesiv. Chazal could have said be mesiv when you say Sibrit Yisus Rahim. But they probably didn't do that, I would guess, because it was meaningless. Because that's not what people did at the time. Greco-Roman aristocrats didn't have conversations necessarily Be'seba for 3 hours, but they did eat Be'seba. So when Chazal created the Chiyuv Drabanan of Haseba, they said, Rabbi Messiah, you have to eat Be'Haseba. What do you eat Be'Haseba? So as a detail, an answer, the very last prop in Halacha Ches is, by the way, matzah and arba kosos. But even another Rambam says, that's what? That's just the minimum shear. Kol amar b'reza meshubach. You want to eat more? As a father good. Now we understand that so well. If Haseba is a way of being Mekai Mitzvah Halayla, with the Rosh holds, the way of, it's a detail of matzah, a detail of arba kosos, So what do you mean you can do a seber for other food? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Well, we do a seber for other food. It's not because the mitzvah of suda is yantif. That's sort of strange. That's awkward. So no, for the rush, it's for the rush. A seber is a prat matzah. It's a prat narbakosis. It's a prat in the mitzvah achila of the lila. But for the Rambam, his seber is an independent kiyum. Kiyum of what? So you look back, and the Rambam Briskov doesn't fully unpack this, but look back at Rambam, it's a kiyum, he continues its rhyme, specifically the active, laharas is atzma. So then I understand. Chazal could have said, just be mesa for anything. They didn't have to identify even matzah. Could have just said, oh, the minimum shir of achil is a kazayis, be mesa for a kazayis of something. They didn't have to specify. They could have left it up to you. You want to do it for matzah, you want to do it for kugel, you want to do it for chicken, whatever. Okay. They could have done that. It's not shocking that they said kazayis matzah. It's certainly a reasonable minimum shear. After all, it's the one food that for sure everyone is eating Leila Seder. Thinking back to the Beis HaLevi story with the milk. Right? We're not sure what else people are eating or drinking. Not everyone is going to be able to afford chicken. But everyone's going to have matzah. So it's not surprising that Chazal said eat the minimum shear of Haseba is kazayis matzah. But it's just the minimum shear of Haseba. That's why you understand. On the one hand, the Rambam says, "Sharach Chaser Shdiyasum Heser is Meshubach." And now, Rabbi, so we're ready to come back to what we started with. We started with what's Pshat Machlokas Rambam Rush about Heseba on Afikoma, and we said at the beginning of today's year, the Rambam is particularly Tamua. He holds that the Iker Kiyum of Matzah is Afikoma, and yet there's no Heseba on Afikoma. Halo Davar. It's a little bit strange that the Rush holds that Afikoman is not a kima matzah, and yet there is a seba, okay. But it's really strange, Sarhi and Gadol, the Iker matzah is an Afikoman, yet it doesn't require a seba. What's Tana Rambam? And now, I would suggest that you can apply the Briskerov fantastically, because it's true, the Iker mitzvah of matzah is Afikoman, but it's utterly irrelevant to a seba. L'shita Sarabba. Haseba isn't about the mitzvah of matzah. Haseba is independent kiyum of Sibur Tzias Mitzrayim. As we said, kazai is matzah, that's a detail. At the very end, it's merely, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah of matzah. It's merely the shiur, the minimum shiur that Chazal set up. The minimum, Haseba is at least, b'shas achil is kazai is matzah. You want to do more, it's more. It doesn't have to do with the mitzvah of matzah. It's just the minimum shear of achila be'aseba. So it's not shocking that Chazal said, the first kazayis matzah has to be eaten be'aseba. That's not the main kiyum of a bar of tolchu matzahs. Who cares? We're in Perek Zayin. We're not in Perek Vav. Again, as I said, Chazal could have not even specified matzah. They could have just been misaking, be meser for a kazayis of something. You decide you want to be meser for matzah, you want to be meser for kugel. They could have done that also. It would have been sensible. Well, via harama, via rush, that would be nonsensical. The rush haseba is not a separate kiyum; it's a detail in the mitzvah laila. But for the Rambam, it's a separate, independent kiyum. It's an aspect of sipur. It's an active aspect of sipur tzias mitzrayim. So Chazal chose to say not just kazayis, but kazayis matzah. Okay, but it doesn't have to correspond to the matzah shal mitzvah. And most of the time, most people do have enough shmur matzah that you are being the kind of mitzvah matzah at the beginning also, but it's not really so relevant. Because it's just a detail, it's just a shear in the Haseba. It doesn't have to do with matzah shell mitzvah. While the rush, and let's play out a little bit more. Let's say a Jew is zocha to eat Karm Pesach. All right, we still be zocha this year. If not, Mitzvah next year. If not, Mitzvah the year after that. So Mitzvah will be zocha to eat Karm Pesach. Will we be mesiv for the Karm Pesach? Lefi the Rambam, I believe you look in Perek Ches, the Rambam does not require Haseba for Karm Pesach. I told you Perek Ches, the way it goes through the whole Seder, the Seder in order. And the Karm Pesach is a mitzvah deraisa. Okay. So, obviously, Harezim Meshubach, the more the merrier, certainly include Karm Pesach also. But the minimum shear of Haseba is just the Ksayis Matzah. That doesn't mean the Rambam doesn't hold that Karm Pesach is a mitzvah d'raisa. He certainly believes that Karm Pesach is a mitzvah d'raisa. And he certainly believes the Iker mitzvah d'raisa of matzah is basof. But that's not relevant to Haseba. Haseba is separate. Haseba is secret tzias mitzrayim. Whereas Rosh didn't see Haseba as an independent kiyum of Sipitzias Asari. The Rosh saw Haseba as a way be Mekayim Mitzvah Halayla. So that's why, on the one hand, on the other hand, on the one hand, the Rosh said, not only is Haseba a prat in Matzah and Arbakosos, but it's an absolutely critical, drop-dead, Ma'ake prat in Matzah and Arbakosos. It's such a significant part, Midrabanan, of Achilas Matzah. Obviously, Min HaTorah, you can Mekai Matzah without Haseba, but the Rosh says, but Midrabanan, Matzah B'li Haseba, you weren't Yotzei Matzah. Arbakosos B'li Haseba, obviously Midrabanan, obviously, you weren't Yotzei Arbakosos, because Rambam says, it's not only a prat in the mitzvah Achila of the night, but it's a crucial. It's a ma'akev, a prat ha-ma'akev. Okay. Karban Pesach, I don't know. I don't know that the Rosh says it anywhere but Feirish. The Rosh does have a kitzer of Hilchas Karban Pesach mixed into the Rosh. Gotta take a look there. I don't know if he directly addresses whether or not you're supposed to eat Karban Pesach Be'aseba, but for the Rosh, it's entirely likely that you do. This is a prat in the mitzvah achila of the night. So Moror doesn't need Haseba because it's too thematically contrary. You can't Haseba on Moror, but Moror is all about the Avdah. The matzah does require Haseba. Arbakos requires Haseba. Mestamba b'zman hamikdash, the Rosh would say that Karban Pesach also requires Haseba, also on the mitzvah halayla. So, who a dinami? Afik Cohen, a Zeichel Karban Pesach also. You have a dindra bunny after Afik Cohen. So mitzvahs halayla require Haseba. Because for the Rosh, Haseba is a prat in the mitzvahs achila and shtia of the night. So that's what the Rosh, on the one hand, says that Haseba is ma'akev in matzah. On the other hand, and he says that Haseba is required for Afik Cohen. And on the other hand, nafki number three, the Rosh never said, if you want to be mesa for more, haraze and meshubach. It's meaningless. It's meaneless. It's a way of being mekayim mitzvah alayla. Whereas the Rambam disagrees on all three points. The Rambam does not raise the issue of alcha matzah blo haseba lo yatzei de matzah. As a matter of fact, he doesn't put haseba in paragraph at all. Nor does he require haseba for afikoman. Because for the Rambam, it's not about mitzvah alayla. It is a separate kim of achila behaseba, the minimum shear of which is kezayis rishon, and nafki number three, the Rambam says, that the more the merrier, it's expandable. Again, and that's a hallmark of Sipriyat Tzias Yisrael in general, is kol amarbeh reizim meshubach, which we say in the Haggadah. The Rambam says the end of halacha aleph of perek zayin, kol amarich b'dvar m'she'eru, if you do a more elaborate job of telling the story of all the details of Yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. Kol marbel safar Yitzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. And consistently, Rambam said, not only in terms of the verbal piece, but even in terms of the kinesthetic, the maisa b'yadayim aspect of Yitzias Mitzrayim, harei shar chasur shiyoso im hesiv, harei zeh meshubach. So those are the two different perspectives on Haseba. So what we saw again, we have Machlokas, let's put all the pieces together. We'll end with Allah Maisa. We saw Machlokas, or explicit Machlokas, we're showing facts on the ground whether Afikomen requires Haseba or not. The first suggested Hesber is that Nekudas Machlokas is Machlokas of the nature of Afikomen, but we concluded there is a Machlokas nature of Afikomen that can't be what's driving Machlokas by Haseba and Afikomen. Instead, the Hezber, the Nekudas of Machlokas is, Bira Dvarim is not a Machlokas of nature of Afikoman, Machlokas of nature of Haseba. The Rosh holds Haseba is a detail within the Mitzvah Salah, a detail drabana within the Mitzvah Achil of the night, and that's why Afikoman does require Haseba. It's not a Mitzvah Matzah, some other Mitzvah Zeichel Karban Pesach, okay. Whatever it is, it's a one of the Mitzvah Achil of the night, it's not Mar, and therefore requires Haseba. Whereas the Rambam, as we saw, does not see a Haseba as a prat in the mitzvah achila. It's not all connected to Barav Tochel Matzahs. It lives within the other mitzvah daraisa. It's a drabban extension, but kiyum daraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, specifically the active element, the kinesthetic element, the acting out, Chayav Adam Laharos, we fulfill that in part through Haseba. And as such, when you're Mekayim Matzah is not so relevant to when you're Mekayim Haseba. Because Haseba doesn't have to necessarily be connected to the Matzah Shal Mitzvah. This has to be the shear that Chazal set up. The minimum for Haseba is the first Kazayas of Matzah. Halach El Maisim Shulchan Aruch, we seem to be machma for both positions. The one that there is a very serious discussion about what do you do if Acha below Haseba, Shasta below Haseba. So we are concerned L'chumra with the position of Tosas and the Rosh, the concern of Tosas and the position of the Rosh, that Haseba is Ma'akiv in the Mitzvah Salayla. On the other hand, Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tafa Ein Zayin, Afikomer requires Haseba, like Tosas and the Rosh. On the other hand, the Ramah does also quote the position of the Rambam, that you're not mechuyev to be meisir for Shulchan Aruch, but if you do, harei zeh meshuvach. So we seek to machmer like both positions. Again, practically speaking, one should you may want to think twice and consider the wisdom or lack thereof of trying to eat your soup beheseva. You're not mechuyev, even quite Rambam, you're not mechuyev to be meisir for any Shulchan Aruch, but it is a meaningful act. That's the Ramah quote. So the Rambam, it's a meaningful act if it's practical. It's a meaningful act to be masiv for whatever other achilas shtiyah you can get in. Every added bit of achilas shtiyah behaseba, it's a basic din. Achilas shtiyah behaseba, every added opportunity for achilas shtiyah behaseba will be an added meaningful element of sipritzias Yisrael. Okay, we head back to Beis Medrash. Now there's plenty to chazer in this sugya. You have to go back and see the Rosh again for the first time, see the Rambam again for the first time, to look at the cards we saw before, but now with fresh eyes. Head back to the Beis HaMedrash now. There is plenty more to say about Pesach. We will have more opportunity, Mitzvah, to learn Yonai Pesach. They told us some of the other dinim, maybe with the Lom Deshai, towards the Avakosos. We talked some more maybe about Sefer Tzias Mitzrayim. Plenty to explore, plenty to appreciate. Hopefully that will, all of this, as I said in the past, will help us to absorb the Yom Tov more, so that in 2 weeks from now we will say Nishnach Yom Tov Avek or Yach Yom Tov Arayim. This hachana, the level of nefesh, this hachana, mental, intellectual, emotional, spiritual hachana, prepares us to fully, not only to do the mitzvahs, maaseh mitzvah properly, but to really absorb all the sharashim, all the path the mitzvah can have on us as growing Jews.